Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Again today we want to continue on this marvelous theme of the human nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know Jesus is fully God and fully man? I mean real man. I mean human being man. Yeah. Some suggest that, you know, they say, well, what happened there, you know, Brother McKee, what happened there was that God merely possessed a man called Jesus and worked through him. Oh, doesn't that sound lovely? Well, it's nonsense. Or they say, oh, no. This man was not God, but a man filled completely with God. This is foolish. This is just idiocy to come up with a nonsense like that. There was no point in God taking possession of a man and filling him with himself. Why? Because the man that he filled with himself would still be a sinful descendant of Adam, tainted with human depravity, and a depraved man could therefore not be a suitable and sinless substitute and a representative for us. See, every human being without exception was disqualified as a fitting substitute because every one of us has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But if the Redeemer was not human, then there could be no redemption. Likewise, if the Redeemer was not God, then no redemption could be accomplished, for no mere man could absorb the wrath of God and live again. Indeed, if Jesus was not God, this Redeemer would have need of a Savior himself, and therefore couldn't save any single person. Because it's God alone who can save. But back to his humanity. Somebody asks and says, look, why was it necessary for Jesus to have two natures? Well, the answer is simple. If ever there was to be an accomplished redemption, which upheld the integrity of God's holy, just, righteous, and loving nature, God must become man. All humanity had sinned and deserved to suffer the wrath of God. But God, as man, suffered in order that we might live. And this is the genius of the dual nature of Christ. If he was a mere man, he could not conquer death. But if he's God, he can't die. Therefore, the Lord Jesus had to be both God and man in order that he could both live and die. And as man, he took man's curse and condemnation and became liable for the sins of his people. In his dying, he conquered death. In his living, he conquered life. And in order to both die and to overcome death, he must be both man and God in one person. What a glorious gospel we have. This is good news. God's figured it all out. God has it sussed. Yeah. He's a man and he's fully God. And that's why he's the fitting, the only substitute. He's the only one you can trust in. Oh, listen, dear soul, if you're wanting to get to heaven and trusting that you've been baptized, or trusting that you're preaching, or trusting that you're going to church, no, you're lost if that's your trust. You must trust in God's best, himself, himself alone. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee, 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.